the daily racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Stuart Beasley and Sean Quinn will be the guys in the studio. It's Pontefract and Southwell domestically. We have Irish racing from Tramore and Dundalk. And there's some good racing over in France as well from Deauville. So plenty of good racing to look forward to on Sunday. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio, Mr. Sean Quinn. Hi, Sean.
Very, very well, Mark. Thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you very much.
Good.
A very busy Saturday just gone by, and plenty of good racing there. We've got York coming up as well. Good racing going on at the moment.
It is a busy time of year, as you say. Saturday was chock-a-block, and of course we have the Ebor meeting to look forward to in this coming week. So there's plenty for punters to sink their teeth into, and look forward to sinking their teeth into as well. Of course the Judmon International kicks off the York meet in the first day, but there's plenty of great action as well on the Thursday, Friday, and of course Ebor Day the Saturday.
Mm. And we might see Alkazim against Tornado.
Ooh, what a matchup!
Be something that, wouldn't it?
What a matchup that would be! Really, I'd look forward to that immensely. Mm. I think that's the showdown everyone would like to see. Battle of the generations. Tornado stepping up in trip. Yep. Alkazim proving himself out this trip. He's as good over a mile and a half, so he's very versatile. But Tornado looks like it's day a mile and a quarter. Mm. Will he turn up? We'll see. But if he does, it promises to be a cracker.
Okay, we'll find out more about that later on in the week. We'll talk about York much more, I'm sure, before it's upon us. Also, Sean, I've noticed you're stable. Your father's stable. Having a good old time of things of late.
Yes.
Turn the corner and on the up again.
That's it. A month ago, things were rather quiet, Mark. For one reason or other, we just couldn't put our fingers on it. Horses weren't running as well as we'd hoped. They weren't finishing their races off, and they were blowing very hard after their races. We tested them in all sorts of ways and couldn't find anything wrong with them, which was rather frustrating because we couldn't put our fingers on it. But thankfully, they seem very healthy. They seem very well in themselves, and they've started to win. As you say, we had a couple of two-year-old winners this week, which is nice because the two-year-olds have been quite slow burners thus far, which was disappointing because we felt at the start of the season we probably had as nice a bunch of two-year-olds as we've had in a long time, and we still believe that. Yeah. It's just taken a little bit longer for them to shine through.
Okay. When it gets a bit quiet like that, Do you change what you do, or do you just stick to your guns and think, no, there's nothing else we can really do, we'll keep going and it'll come good? Or?
It's very, very tempting to change what you do, and of course, you know, the longer it goes on and the more frustrating it gets, the more tempted you are to change things. But I think patience is the key, and look, if what you've been doing has worked for so many years, which thankfully it has been with us, it's folly to change it, and you've just got to ride the storm and come through it at the other end, and that's what we seem to have done. And we've got a lot of ammunition still to go out, a lot of horses that have had very few runs this season, or indeed haven't run at all, particularly two-year-olds. So there is plenty to look forward to in the Queen camp.
Good, glad to hear it. Hopefully the winning run will continue. We're going to look at Sunday's racing, as we mentioned, and Pontefract is where we're going to focus. We're also going to hear from the Irish Sons, Declan O'Donoghue. He's going to give us his best bets at Dundalk on Sunday. That's the feature meeting over in Ireland. But we're focusing on Pontefract, and the first race is the 2:45 that we've picked out. It's a Class 3 handicap over a mile and a half, and it's one of the Sunday 5K bonus races. Shall we start here with Fennel Bay, Sean, who on his day will be up to winning a race like this?
He would be, yes. He disappointed a week ago, but look, we've seen Mark Johnson horses do that and bounce back in a short space of time, bounce back to winning ways or something like their best. That disappointment came at Newmarket, but Fennel Bay himself has run disappointingly in the past and has backed up quickly with a good run. So I wouldn't worry too much. And this looks a poor race, all things considered, Mark. We've got a race worth $9,000 to the winner with a $5,000 bonus on it, and only six declarations, which is a real shame for Pontefract, and a shame for racing fans, because you know you'd have liked to have seen a more competitive race. I can understand why, though, when you've got the good mile and a half 0-100 handicap coming up at York in what, 5 or 6 days' time. Yeah. Connections probably would like to keep their better horses for that race, understandably so. But this is a good pot, and Mark Johnson seems to have seen the opportunity and will try and grasp it with Fennel Bay, who I think is going to take a bit of beating here. Dangers would probably rate as Harry Buckle, who was a decent third the last time out. That came on turf at Newmarket. I think that was his just about his best run of the season. That was only his second run off the back of a break. He probably needed his first run back. It's not impossible that he could build on that. And he would rate the biggest danger to Fennel Bay, in my opinion. Another to consider would be Get a Buzz, who has been rather in and out this year, Mark. But his best effort this year did come over this course and distance. That was three starts back when he finished second. A repeat of that run would see him go close, but he has been disappointing since then. On old form, though, he's not badly handicapped, Get a Buzz, and his connection will be hoping the return to this track will see him in a better light than we have done on his last two starts. But all in all, Fennel Bay is a very consistent performer. I say consistent, he consistently turns up anyway, and more often than not, he runs a fair race. When he has disappointed in the past, he's bounced back pretty quickly with a good run, so that wouldn't worry me, and I'll side with him to take this $5,000 Sunday bonus race.
Okay. The 3:45 at Pontefract is their feature race on Sunday, and this is the Flying Filly Stakes, a listed race over 6 furlongs, and a good field here. We've got 12 runners declared for this, which is nice to see, and March probably is one of them to concentrate on. The 3-year-old is pretty progressive, and a good effort at York last time when third, got the beating of City Girl on that occasion. Do you think March is the one to beat here?
I'd say so. She looks an improving filly. Of course, she's got to take on her elders here, but she's got a good draw in stall 5, and she's still very, very lightly raced, Mark, so you just couldn't rule out further improvement from Marco Botti's filly. Others to consider will be Artistic Jewel, who hasn't been seen since winning just over 10 weeks ago on her seasonal reappearance, but she goes well fresh, as we saw that day, so yep. the absence wouldn't worry me. Enroll is interesting. She wears a visor first time. She's been a little bit disappointing on her last two starts, because at the start of the season she looked a filly who could climb the sprint ladder, but it's not been the case thus far. That said, she's got a good draw in stall 1, and the visor may just rekindle the flame that she had earlier on in the year. Galician's a filly who's enjoyed a really good year, and of course won that big Ascot handicap over 7 furlongs 2 starts back. Yeah. She's as tough as boots, and from a good draw in stall 3, Joe Fanning will not be hanging about, and he'll look to make it a good test, I'm sure. And she might take a little bit of pegging back as well. So it's going to be no cakewalk for March. She certainly will be the likely favourite, and probably deserves to be favourite on overall form. But I think Galician might throw it down to her.
Okay. And the third race we're going to look at is the 4:20 at Pontefract. This is another handicap. This one's a Class 3 handicap over the extended mile. And Mousharkis could be quite popular in the betting here.
I'd imagine so. Mousharkis is a fairly progressive performer. He bolted up at Musselburgh back in June and has held his form pretty well since then. He was a winner at Ripon 2 starts back and finished mid-div in a fair handicap at Glorious Goodwood last time out. Even when he's been out of the frame, his figures have been fairly solid. You know, he rarely runs a bad race, and his overall profile has been quite an upward one. And I didn't think this was the strongest of races, if the truth be told. Gabriel's Kakar hasn't seemed as good this year as he looked like being last year, but at least connections can grasp to the hope that his last run was his best of the season when finishing third at Haydock. If he can build on that, then he could get in the mix here, but he's going to need to build on it. Another one to consider would be Magistral. John Gosden's horse should be suited by this drop back to a mile. Raced over 10 furlongs last time at Newmarket and probably just didn't get home. He was a winner of a Windsor Maiden before that. He looks open to progress. Whether a mark of 88 is all that fair, we'll soon find out. But you simply couldn't rule him out given his unexposed profile. And Manchester finally got off the mark last time out. Now that he's got his head in front, it will have done his confidence the world's good, and he could run a fair race. But Mousharkis undoubtedly is the one they have to beat here.
Okay, let's have a quick summary then, Sean, if you will, before we go. If you spin us through our selections for Pontefract on Sunday one more time.
Yeah, no problem. In the 2:45, I like Fennel Bay, hoping he can bounce back from a below par run 8 days ago. I'm sure he will. Then we go to the listed race, the 3:45 filly sprint. I think March is going going to be the likely favourite here. She brings strong form into the race, but I like Galician, the ultra-tough filly of Mark Johnson's. And then in the 4.20, I'm going to go with Musharkis, another Johnson horse, to get the better of Gabriel's Carcass. So three Mark Johnson horses are my selections in the Sunday podcast. It could be a very good day for the Midland team.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Sean. Enjoy it on Sunday.
Cheers, Mark.
So there you go then, the thoughts of Sean Quinn on Sunday's racing then at Pontefract. We can now go to the Irish Sun's Declan O'Donoghue. He's going to give us his best bets over in Ireland at Dundalk.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
Hi, it's Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun here for William Hill Radio, looking at today's racing in Ireland, and we concentrate on the main meeting that's on the poly track at Dundalk. Now we start off in the second race at 2:40, and the one to be on here is number 8, Sniper. This one ran last week, would you believe, in the Phoenix Stakes at the Curra. Well, this is a huge drop in class. Because Sniper's been a bit unlucky. His first race was up against Suderman at Leopard Sound. Then in Galway, he met Dermot Wells' best winner of the week, Must Ajib. And then, of course, in the Phoenix Stakes, he was fifth to Suderman again. Well, this is a huge drop in class here. And if anybody's running the Phoenix Stakes, he surely has to win today. That's number 8, Sniper, in the 2:40. Next, we go to the 3:10, this filly's maiden. And it's hard to believe number 10, Tap Dancing, is still a maiden one. That will certainly finish today. She's a very confident choice. She's been running in very good company, always runs well, and really she looks to cut above these, unless some of the newcomers are exceptional, but they would want to be exceptional because this is no ordinary filly's maiden, believe me. Tap Dancing, last time out she was second to a very good belly doyle filly, Bracelet, at Leopard Sound, and she was third in a very hot contest at Lassitura at the Curra, and the former that's worked out very well. Bobby Alberti finished second there, so, and we all know what she can do. So number 10, Tap Dancing, very confident choice in the 3:40. Well, the next race is the 4:15, and here we're going with number 11, Nymph. Now, this one actually ran her first race at Dundalk, led for a long way that day over a mile, ran a little bit green in front, I thought, didn't seem to know a lot about the game. She improved a lot at Cork next time out, where she finished fourth in a fairly hot contest, and I can tell you she was very hotly fancied for the last race at Leopard Sound last Thursday night, but because of the heavy rain, she was withdrawn. Perhaps they overpanicked a bit there, because really the ground wasn't that bad in the end, but anyway, today is the day. She will do the business first. Number 11, Nymph, in the 4:15. Now we go to the very last race of the day, the 5:45. A very, very tricky handicap, but a classy one. Some very good horses in this. A lot of them, I think, above handicap level, particularly number 9, Magenta. A track and trip winner, Kevin Prendergast, filly. She's very sharp. She stays all day. She will like this track. She's already won here, and I think she's got a huge chance. And Sam James takes off £3, which will help. She was third in a listed race at Roscommon the last time. As I say, a bit above handicap class. It won't be easy. It's a very, very good race, but our choice is number 9, Magenta. So to recap then, at 2:40, number 8, Sniper. 3:40, number 10, Tap Dancing. 4:15, number 11, Nymph. And in the last race, to 5:45, number 9, Magenta. Should be good fun. I hope you enjoyed. This is Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun for William Hill Radio.
There you go then, that's Declan O'Donoghue and Sean Quinn's picks for Sunday. You'll hear all of the action on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Stuart Beasley and Sean Quinn will be the guys in the studio. It's Pontefract and Southall domestically, Tramore and Dundalk in Ireland, and there's some good racing at Deauville as well. We'll try and squeeze you some of that in on Sunday. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.